duper awesome. Now, I applied to both places, which is really cool too. And I've been accepted into Walt Disney World. So before I, you know, go into detail about what my job is like and what I'm doing, I gotta start from the beginning. So here we go. For those of you who have been through this process already or are currently in this process, you already know about everything. But just for those who don't know, there were rumors over the summer that the application was going to come out on September 5th. So I stayed up till midnight. They didn't come out on the 5th. There was another rumor saying that the application was coming on out September 6th. So I waited until midnight. It didn't come out at midnight. I was a little bit bummed. So I said, you know what? I'll sleep for a couple hours and then I'll wake up to see if it's there. So I woke up around 2 o'clock in the morning, and this is California time. So 2 o'clock in the morning, it might be later for you other people out there. So depending on how you want to figure out the time zones and stuff, go right for it. So I got up at 2 o'clock, still nothing. I checked on my phone, still nothing, which I was a little bit bummed. So I said, all right. So I went back to sleep. I eventually woke up at 4 in the morning just because I randomly woke up. And I said, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to check because I doubt it's already up. So then finally, I had to get up for class, unfortunately. And I checked. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning. I looked on my phone and my roommate had just left. And once I saw that applications were out, I started jumping up and down. I started screaming. I started like giggling with joy. I even called my mom up too and I said, they're out, but I have to go to class first. And then I couldn't get to my roommate fast enough, but I did text her and I said, applications are out. I'm freaking out. I mean, I've been waiting for this since February, and I had to go through February, March, April, May, June, July, August. And that's like 7 months of waiting. Okay. That's a long time for me. And I really have wanted to do this for such a long time. So I called my mom and she kind of knew already that I had called to tell her that the applications have been posted. They were live probably at 6 o'clock in the morning, Florida time. So that would be 3 o'clock my time. I should have just, you know, stayed awake for that hour, but I didn't. I needed some sleep. So I got ready for class and all I could talk about and all I could think about was the application and how many people were already applying. And I was freaking out that I wasn't going to be able to get into the program at all. I know that it was only the first day and people told me, calm down, you'll be okay. But I've been waiting for so long for that. You don't even understand. You don't even understand. I needed to do it right then and there ASAP. But me being a good student, I went to class and I waited. I wouldn't say patiently. I would say very, very anxiously. And so the last class I was in, I got 10 minutes out early just because our teacher was so nice. But she wanted us to go to lunch because it was around noon that we usually get out of class. So I hugged my BFF Spencer and I booked it to the dining hall, ate half my sandwich, wrapped the rest of it up, and booked it back to my room. I had everything set up and I was just like, called my mom on the phone. I was like, I wanted to have like that, not security, but I wanted someone to kind of be there with me, which was nice to have my mom on the other line, but she had to be at the doctor. So it was kind of like half and half. So I started filling out the application and then I got to the part where you had to pick your roles. If you had high interest, moderate interest, low interest, or no interest. And because I was applying to both parks, it took a little bit longer because Walt Disney World has more roles. They offer more roles than does Disneyland. And the reason being is because Walt Disney World needs a lot more people than Disneyland. Disneyland only has 2 parks, whereas Walt Disney World has 4 parks and 2 water parks. Now that's crazy, but it's awesome for everyone else. It's okay. So I had to go through all of that, and I had a difficult time figuring out which I should put for like low interest, moderate interest, and high interest. Well, just to let you guys know, my high interests were character attendant, a character performer, which I do have to audition for, attractions, and merchandise. Those are my top 4. So I was hoping I would get into one of those roles. So after I finished all that, and then the rest of the few questions. I got to the last question where it asked if I was receptive to receive pay of like a little over $7 and a little over $10. So I clicked yes, and then my computer froze. The worst thing that could happen to me after filling all that information out. So I had to turn it to like the compatibility view, I guess they call it, like the broken page, that button you have to click. And it started me from the very beginning. And my heart sank. I went through all of that for nothing. It just did not work at all. So I was just like, okay, now you know all the things to fill out. It won't be as long of a process because I took my time with the application. But to my luck, I guess, they saved everything except for a couple lines here and there. So then at the very end, I got to the end, clicked yes real quick, and then the application went through. So that was okay. I didn't have to like restart or anything, but it was kind of scary to think that I would have to do all of it over again, knowing that other people had just applied while I was still applying. So I decided to wait because I knew I would receive an email about a web-based interview if they were interested. And so I decided to study some flashcards that I had made because, you know, for those of you who have applied or are planning on applying, you know that, or if you've done your research, there are strongly agree questions and strongly disagree questions, and then you have those questions where they rate like 1 to 5. And so I was ready. I did all my research for 7 months, and I would not shut up during the summer about everything. Everything that I found out, I went to tell my mom, and she got really tired of me talking about Disney. But hey, I'm very passionate about it. So sorry, Mom. You know, this is now that I got accepted, everything's okay. Anyways, guys, so I decided to study a little bit for that, and then I decided to take a nap because I was really tired. I mean, I kept getting up in the middle of the night to see if the application was going to go live. Unfortunately, it didn't go live when I wanted it to, but it happens. So, studied my flashcards, had my suite mates help me study, and then I took a nap. And I kept my phone on loud on purpose, so I had the volume up just in case maybe I would get an email or maybe something important would happen. I didn't really know. So I slept for about an hour, and my phone went off twice, and I could hear it. So it basically woke me up. So I noticed the email icon on my phone, and lo and behold, it was time for me to take the web-based interview. So that was just the application process that I went through and then just waiting for the web-based interview email. And the Disney email said that I was going to hear from them in about 5 days, but I didn't think so because it was the first day. So I've been looking on the Facebook group pages and people were saying they got it maybe like 30 minutes later, they got it an hour later, but as the days went on, people were waiting like a couple days for it. So we're going to take a quick break and then I'll go over how the web-based interview was, which was actually kind of stressful. Now, don't worry guys, if you haven't applied yet, don't worry, it's not that bad like I made it sound. Those of you who have applied, you know it's not that bad. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break and we'll talk about that. And then we'll continue on with all things Disney. So stay tuned.
Hey, think of instead a girl worth fighting for.
Huh?
That's what I said. A girl worth fighting for. I want a paler than the moon. With eyes that shine like stars.
My girl will marvel at my strength. Adore my battle scars.
I couldn't care less what she wear or what she looks like. It all depends on what she cooks like. Beef, pork, chicken.
At the local girl store, you are quite the charmer.
And I'll bet the ladies love a man in armor.
You can guess what we have missed the most since we went home to war.
What do we want?
A girl worth fighting for.
My girl will think I have no faults.
That I'm a major find.
How about a girl who's got a brain? Who
always speaks her mind?
Nah. My manly ways and turn of phrase are sure to thrill her.
He thinks he's such a lady killer.
I'm a girl back home who's unlike any other.
Yeah, the only girl who'd love him is his mother.
Underneath the wall, in victory, the line up at the door.
What do we want?
A girl we're fighting for.
Wish that I had
a girl we're fighting for. A girl we're fighting for.
Samson? Beautiful. What is it? Come on, let's find out. Oh, come on. For an extra bucket of oats? And a few carrots? Up, boy!
Guys, we are back with the Chatterbox every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. only at radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, I had explained a little bit in detail about my application process, but I'm just so excited. Today is the Disney Day, and I just want to talk about everything and all things Disney. So before I had gone on to break, I mentioned that we would talk about the web-based interview next and my experience with it. So I'll make it a little bit shorter for you guys, just so you don't have to keep me hearing, like keep hearing it on and on and on. So the next part was the web-based interview. And it's a timed, quote-unquote, interview, but it's really like a test. It's a personality test, basically. So first, they gave me 50 seconds for the first section of the interview, quote-unquote. And it was like rating things from 1 to 5, asking me, what do you like? Are you excited to meet new people in the Disney College program? Are you excited to work for Disney? All those kinds of questions. And then I asked certain other questions like, who comes first, like as a customer, like who comes first in a customer, or just stuff like that. Some of the questions were a little bit difficult to answer because there was a couple of good choices, but I didn't know which one, you know, because I was like torn between like a couple of them. So I just went with my gut. And then there was one question I didn't even actually answer at all because I ran out of time. Thankfully, it didn't, you know, go against me in any way at all. So then the second section was only 20 seconds long for each question. Now, those are the strongly agree and strongly disagree questions that I had been studying with my flashcards. So once I started taking it, some of the questions I didn't even, like, I mean, I knew that not all the flashcards that I studied were going to be on this interview, but I had prepared myself nonetheless. And there were a couple of questions that I wasn't sure of, but I just went with my best judgment, and I had my mom on the phone with for my support. And I love you, Mom, for that, so thank you. There was a couple questions I was a little shaky on, but she was there to help me. And then I got to the end, and right after I finished that last strongly agree, strongly disagree question, it told me, congratulations, you are a strong candidate. And I started to cry a little bit because I got really excited, and I had gone through the application process. I got through the web-based interview, and I was on my way to talk to a recruiter, which was super exciting. That's a big step in the process. So unfortunately, I had to go to work and I had to go to dinner. So I had to go to dinner and then I had to go to work. So I decided to figure out my phone interview the next day. So if you guys are applying, you know, don't worry about the web-based interview. It's not as bad as it seems. You know, you don't really have to worry about it. You don't really even have to study. It's just you have to go with you have to be honest, and you just have to go with your best guess and just be honest about it. And then also to another tip, go with the strong answers, because if you just put agree or disagree, it's not showing that you're confident in your answer. So make sure to do that if you're still applying and still going through that process. But I had mentioned to you guys on the Facebook page, on my Facebook page and on other group pages and even my own personal Facebook, if you want to talk to me, you can go ahead and call the station. The number is 415-482-3587. I'd love to hear from you guys. I know one of the girls on the Disney program page, she was wondering if she could call in, and I said, of course you can. And again, guys, don't forget to vote in my poll that I have on my radio page, a Chatterbox. Make sure you go ahead and like it. I mean, come on, I only have 37 likes. I need some more likes, guys. And I have two different questions. I have the favorite Disney princess and a favorite Disney prince. Later, we will find out who wins. I mean, I'm sure you guys could already see who won already, and I'm very happy with the results, needless to say. So anyways, I wanted to share some information about Walt Disney World. Now, I've never been to Walt Disney World before, and this will be my first time, and I'm super duper excited. I think it's going to be an adventure. So just for your guys' knowledge, if you don't already know, they are expanding the Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World, and they're going to have a new Fantasyland. So it's going to be expanded. So it looks to me from the pictures that I see, it's going to be behind Cinderella's castle. And yes, it is Cinderella's castle. The one in Disneyland is Princess Aurora's castle. So behind Cinderella's castle, they're going to have a Be Our Guest restaurant. So obviously that's from Beauty and the Beast. They're also going to have Enchanted Tales with Belle. And that is stepping into Maurice's workshop. And you can be transported into Beast's library for an awesome experience, which I've kind of seen some videos on the Facebook page, and it's absolutely incredible. I'm really excited to go. And they also have, let's see. So we have Belle's Village, Be Our Guest Restaurant, and Enchanted Tales with Belle. And so in the Belle's Village, You can go into Gaston's Tavern, which is a shopping where you can shop, and there's a fountain and lots of other cool things. And this is personally my favorite part of the new Fantasyland, and that's going to be Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid. Now, Ariel is my favorite Disney princess, and I just love her. Obviously, I love mermaids. I love Ariel. She's always been my number one favorite. So, me never being on the Ariel's Undersea Adventure in California, so Disneyland, I'll be able to ride this one in Florida, and it'll, this whole entire new Fantasyland will be open in late December, and I'm going to be there in January. So that's really exciting for me. So I will definitely be going on the Little Mermaid's ride. And I've seen pictures, and it's really cool because now they're building Prince Eric's castle, and it looks almost exactly like it. Also, there's going to be a storybook circus with from flying elephants to a circus stunt pilots and Big Top Entertainment. So I'm thinking, you know, elephants, you know, Dumbo, the flying elephant ride is going to be there like Disneyland, and then some other cool stuff. So that's the new Fantasyland, and that's going to be opening in late December. And if you go to the website, disneyworld.com/newfantasyland, there's a story behind the whole Fantasyland thing when you first go onto the website, and it says, to break the curse when the time draws near, you can give them your email, and then you say, go forth, and so they'll send you email updates about what's going on, and it says it's going to soon be revealed. So that's really exciting for you guys who have been accepted into the program, and people who are just going to go to Florida to Walt Disney World just for a vacation. I know that one of the faculty members here, part of his honeymoon is going to be at Walt Disney World. Unfortunately, I will not be there to see him. That's okay. I'll be there soon enough. So, again, I'm going to take another quick break, so stay tuned, and I'm going to talk about the phone interview process and just what happened and what kind of questions they asked me. And just, I want to give you guys my personal experience with it just so you guys can maybe relate, or you can, you know, get some helpful hints out of it. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Each little clam here know how to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here down in the muck here under the sea.
You think I'm an ignorant savage, and you've been so many places. I guess it must be so. But still, I cannot see if the savage one is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come
Come taste the sun, sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other. In a circle, in a hoop that never ends. How high does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. For whether we are white or copper-skinned, we need to sing with all the voices of the mountain. Need to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth, and still all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
Look, now it's like this, little britches. All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found out my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few.
You eat ants?
You better believe it. And you're gonna love the way they tickle.
Mowgli, look out!
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
But where?
They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear,
ow!
And you prick a raw paw, well, next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big paw paw. Have I given you a clue?
Golly, thanks, Blue.
Paw paw. Of all the silly gibberish. Come on, Baggy, get with the beat. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to me.
They'll come to you. How about scratching that old left shoulder while you're up there, Mowgli? No, just a hair lower. There. Right there. That's it. Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, that's good. Kid, we've got to get to a tree. This calls for some big scratching.
You're lots of fun, Blue.
Right on it. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Chatterbox here with DJ Bubbles. And you are listening to our Disney Day, the special segment I have today in honor of me getting accepted into the Disney College program for the spring 2013. So, you guys, I had just talked about the web-based interview and what I went through with that. I talked about the application process earlier. And now I can go ahead and move on forward to the phone interview. So I know you guys, most of you guys that are on the Disney College Facebook page, you've already gone through it and you're still waiting. I will go ahead and talk about my phone interview experience. And if you guys want to call in at 415-482-3587, I will gladly pick it up and listen to you guys and see what you have to say and how your phone interviews went. I mean, phone's not ringing yet, and I thought I was going to get some calls, but I guess not. Anyways, so I actually had some notes for my Disney interview. Just, you know, it comes in handy because you don't want to, like, spit something out of nowhere when you answer their questions. So, of course, they're going to ask you the most important question, which is, why do you want to come work for Walt Disney? And me, I've wanted to work for Walt Disney a very, very long time. And so I said, you know, Disney is so well known around the world and that it'll definitely help me broaden my communication/media studies. And I have an emphasis in organizational and corporate communications. So I thought that would be perfect right on, because eventually I would like to immerse myself into the Walt Disney Company. And if I was accepted, that's kind of like a foot in the door. Now, I didn't tell them that it was a foot in the door, but in my head, I knew if I did get accepted, it would be a good foot in the door for me to see what the company is all about and to see if that's where I really, really want to work. And I mean, I'm sure it will be. It's Disney. I absolutely love Disney. So I had an interviewer, and it was a female. And I don't even know if there's any male interviewers. I haven't heard of that yet. So if you guys know, again, you can call the radio number and I'll gladly pick it up. So I think her name was Graham. It sounded very clear, but I wasn't sure if that's really what she said. Her name was like Graham Cracker kind of thing. So I just went with Graham. And she called me at 1:54 and my interview was scheduled at 2 p.m. on the 15th. So she called a little bit early. That was not a problem. So it was for a little close to 5 o'clock in Florida time, being here in a California native. So just to kind of tell you what she asked me, she really asked me a lot of general questions. She didn't really ask me too many specific roles that I was interested in. So she didn't really ask me a whole lot of those questions. She may have asked me like one. So some of the questions that she asked me, if I had any experience speaking in front of large groups of people. And she asked my top four choices, like my top four roles, not my top three, not my top two. She asked me for my top four, which threw me off just a little bit, but I was able to pick it up real quick and just say my fourth role that I was interested in. She also asked if I minded working outside in the Florida heat and rain. And I know it's very, very humid in Florida, and I'm probably not going to be used to that until a little bit later on, first couple weeks probably. And then she asked if I would rather work in a group or alone. She asked, you know, have I had roommates before? And obviously, being a junior, living in the residence halls for the third year, I do have experience with roommates. So she knew, like, I explained everything about that to her. She also asked, how do I keep, how do you keep interested? That's what it is. How do you keep interested in doing a repetitive task? So I could play the song for you guys right now, but I won't, just because I really like this Lion King song. So my answer for that repetitive task question was, I would do it with my enthusiasm and a smile on my face, and I would whistle while I work. Do 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 do. And yes, I did say it exactly like that, and she seemed very, very pleased. Now, you guys who are still waiting for your phone interviews, don't take that away from me. That was like my moment of awesomeness, so please don't take it away. I mean, you can if you want to. I won't know the difference, but it's okay. So I just thought that was a little creative, and even my mom was like, did you come up with that yourself? I said, yeah, duh. So I thought that was, a good thing for me to answer, and it was very creative and it was very fun, and it was Disney related. So that was probably one of my favorite questions I answered during the phone interview. So then she got on to the one question that she asked about the roles, and that was a character attendant question. Now, she asked, what would I do if someone was afraid of a character? I did ask her, and I said, well, do you mean like someone a little bit older, or do you mean like a child? And she said it would most likely be a child, but I told her straight up, I said, hey, I get really excited when I see my favorite character, and I get all excited just like a little kid would. I mean, come on, that's just really, really exciting to see your favorite Disney princess or Chip or Dale or Goofy or Mickey or Minnie, all those characters, and you get really excited to see them. So I told her, you know, I would, you know, get down to the child's level and, you know, just say it's going to be okay. I would walk up with them, you know, maybe ask their parents for their names so I could be very personable with them. But I did tell my interviewer that I would not make them do something that they didn't want to do. So if they're still scared by the time I was, you know, talking to them and, you know, being, you know, I was trying to help them out so they wouldn't be as scared, I would never force them to do something. Like, you guys know, at Christmas time when all the parents want to have their little kids get a picture with Santa Claus, even little infant babies, but then they start crying and they're scared, but they still make them sit down on Santa's lap even though they're terrified to death. See, I would never do that to my children when I have kids, hopefully in the future, when I'm married and all that. I would never, if they didn't want to see Santa, if they were too scared, I would not force them to do that. And so I told my interviewer I would not force them to do something that they didn't want to. And she seemed impressed. I mean, all the answers that you give, they're going to say, oh, yeah, that's a great answer. Oh, very nice. You know, they're trying to be positive. They're not going to say, oh, that's a terrible answer. What are you thinking? No, they're not going to say that because they're interviewing a ton of other people. So she then continued on with a couple other general questions, like how would you handle an emergency? Who has more priority, the customer that's in front of you or the person on the phone? Now, that's a little bit difficult question, too. I know that James, my friend James in Florida, he had that question on his interview, and he said the exact same answer I said. The person in front of you does have the most priority, but you can just tell them, hey, I got to answer the phone real quick. I'll be with you in just a second. Tell the person, I'm busy with the customer, but we'll have someone talk to you very soon, and then get back to the customer that's in front of you. I mean, especially if there's no one else around, then that's the only thing you can do. You can't just ignore the phone. And I know some people, including my mom is one of them, she had mentioned to me that she absolutely hates when she's asking for help and she's trying to get some help, but then they, after the phone rings and they answer it, they completely ignore her and they only focus on the person on the actual phone. But, you know, the person that's actually physically there in Disneyland or in Walt Disney World, they're there trying to get the magical experience and they're there with their time. It's not someone on the other end who's not there. So that's just kind of common sense, and that's just kind of what you do. I still say the customer that's in front of me has more priority because they're right there in front of you, and they're in person, and they're waiting, and they're trying to get, you know, service from you. And then the interview kind of came to a close, and she asked if I was aware of the Disney look. Now, if you guys don't know what the Disney look is, for those of you who are just trying to know what the Disney program's all about, since some of you had asked me on my Facebook, and the Disney look is that you don't have any tattoos unless you can cover them. Like if you can cover them with like a one piece bathing suit, you don't have purple or green hair. It's all natural hair color. You don't have any piercings, like nose piercings, belly button piercings, all that good stuff. And I told her I was aware and I didn't have any purple or green hair. I don't have anything pierced. I know some of you are surprised that I don't even have my ears pierced, but I do not. I just never gotten them, and I don't really plan on getting my ears pierced. And then I was able to ask my questions. So a couple of my questions, I actually asked one of them during her interview because she had brought up that I see you're interested in being a character performer, and I said yes. And she said, are you planning to audition? I said, yes, I was. But then I asked her if I could ask one of my questions, and so being close to San Francisco, literally only 12 minutes away from the Golden Gate Bridge, I asked her if she knew when and where the auditions were going to be in San Francisco, because on the website, it had everywhere else for every other state except for California, and of course, it would be California. I didn't know where to go yet. So I went and asked, and she's told me that they're going to be on the 14th of October, but she wasn't sure when the location was or where the location was. So she just told me to look at the page consistent, like just keep checking the page, and then it was going to be posted sooner or later on as the time got closer. So I eventually found out that actually the auditions are October 13th, and that's a Saturday, and it's going to be in the middle of the afternoon, like 2:30 is check-in, and then 3:00 is when actual auditions start. So I'm going to have to find a way to get to San Francisco and stay there for a few hours, and hopefully maybe I'll be a character performer. If not, I still have my top choice, which is character attendant. So it's still interacting with characters. I'm just actually not going to be one. So anyways, like I said, so the other two questions that I asked at the end, I asked her I know that the Disney College program began in 1981. If you guys like the Disney College program page on Facebook, you can see that they had a picture and it showed when the actual college program started, which was in 1981. And so I asked her, who was the actual person that came up and decided to have college students intern for Walt Disney? And so she said that was a very good question and no one has ever asked her that before. And so then she was curious to find out and I was like, 2 points for Brianna, because that's, you know, it's just, it sounded really good because she said that no one ever asked her that before. So I thought that was really cool. And then my last question was about the classes that they offer. Now, because I'm a communication/media studies major, I asked what classes do they have that would go along with it. And so she told me about the corporate communications class. And then she also told me about the speaker series and the exploring communication series. So she told me that I was kind of like meeting people from all over and they were in the company or still in the company and they would talk about that. And then she said the corporate communications class would probably be the best one for me. So I said, oh, that's really awesome and I'm really excited. And so then the interview was over and it lasted for 23 minutes and 31 seconds. So basically 23 and a half minutes. She did tell me at the beginning that it was going to only last 15. And it was nice because it was a little bit longer than 15 minutes. Personally, I think if the interview is like 15 minutes or a little bit, if it's like 15 minutes or like 17 minutes or 18 minutes, I think that's a little bit too short. But I know someone from Vacaville who did get accepted and she told me her phone interview was actually like 40 minutes long. And I was really shocked because I didn't know how someone could have an interview for that long. But I give props to her because she did get accepted into the program. She just said it was a bunch of small talk, which was really awesome. So that was the phone interview experience. And after I hung up, I thanked her by her name. I was bouncing off the walls. I had so much energy. You couldn't even believe it. And so my mom, I kind of kicked her out of the house because I wanted to be by myself and kind of just have the house to myself, everything be quiet. I didn't think that ears were listening or anything like that. Nothing against my mom. I just needed to have my own time with my interviewer. So I called her up and said, you can come back home now. And I was waiting outside of my house for her. And I started jumping up and down, gave her a big old hug. And I was just really, really excited. So then I, you know, told my mom what I went through and what it was like, what questions I was asked. And then my interviewer told me that it was going to be 2 weeks before I heard. So that was the worst part, because 2 weeks is a long time to hear from Disney about if you've gotten accepted or not. So if you guys want to call in and talk about your phone experience, because it might have been a little bit different or you might have had more role questions than I did, feel free to. Again, the number is 415-482-3587. Go ahead and call. I'll be waiting. If you guys don't want to call, I understand. It's totally fine. And also, don't forget, we still have to do the polls, the who's your favorite Disney prince and who's your favorite Disney princess. And also, I will be having my kind of own segment. I explained last week was the hottest celebrities, but I'm going to change it to hottest Disney character that I personally think. So I get to choose. But the polls on my Facebook page, on the Chatterbox Facebook page, is for you guys. So pick your favorite Disney prince and princess, and then I'll announce the winner, even though you guys can already see it. But just to everyone else who hasn't liked the page or can't get on Facebook, you guys get to know. So I'll go ahead and take a quick break since I'm not getting any calls, guys. I'd love to hear from you. I know, Kimberly, I know you said you wanted to call in, so hopefully you'll get a chance to do so. So I'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Oh, he's got a sword! Hey, you idiots! We've all got swords!
One jump ahead of the hoof beats, one hop ahead of the hump, one trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here goes, better throw my hand in, wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump!
Yeah!
And now, esteemed offending.
It's obvious, Miss Charlatan. I suggest we move on to a less.
Don't you disrespect me, little man! Don't you derogate or deride. You're in my world now, not your world. And I got friends on the other side. That's an echo, gentlemen. Just a little something we have here in Louisiana. A little parlor trick, don't worry. Sit down at my table. Put your mind at ease. If you relax, it will enable me to do anything I please. I can read your future. I can change it around some too. I look deep into your heart and soul. You do have a soul, don't you, Lawrence? Make your wildest dreams come true. I got voodoo, I got hoodoo, I got things I ain't even tried. And I got friends on the other side.
He's got friends on the other side.
The cards, will tell. The past, the present, and the future as well. The cards, just take three. Take a little trip into your future with me. Now you, young man, are from across the sea. You come from two long lines of royalty. I'm a royal myself on my mother's side. Your lifestyle's high, but your funds are low. You need to marry a little honey whose daddy got dough. Mom and dad cut you off, huh, playboy?
Sad but true.
Now y'all gotta get hitched, but hitching ties you down. You just wanna be free, hop from place to place. But freedom takes green. It's the green, it's the green, it's the green you need. And when I looked into your future, it's the green that I seen. On you, little man, I don't want to waste much time. You've been pushed round all your life. You've been pushed round by your mother and your sister and your brother. And if you was married, you'd be pushed round by your wife. But in your future, the you I see is exactly the man you always wanted to be. Shake my hand. Come on, boys. Won't you shake a poor sinner's hand? Yeah. Transmogrification Central. Can you feel it? You're changing, you're changing, you're changing, all right. I hope you're satisfied. But if you ain't, don't blame me. You can blame my friend on the other side.
Now what you wanted.
Sweet
Doctor, how do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas, sleigh bells, snow?
Yep. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier than pie.
He can fly.
He can fly.
He flew.
Now you try.
I'll think of a mermaid lagoon. Oh, underneath a magic moon. I'll think I'm in a pirate's cave.
I think I'll be an engine brain.
Now everybody try.
One, two, three.
We can fly,
we can fly, we can fly.
This won't do. What's the matter with you? All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust.
Dust?
Dust.
Yup. Just a little bit of pixie dust. Now, think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings.
Let's all try it just once more.
Look, we're rising off the floor.
Jiminy.
Oh, my.
We can fly.
You can fly.
We can fly.
Come on, everybody. Here we go. Up to Neverland.
Think of a wonderful thought. Any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Think of the happiest things, it's the same as having wings.
Take a bath that moonbeams make.
If the moon is still awake,
you'll see him wink his eye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
All right, guys, this is DJ Bubbles, and we are back with the Chatterbox on our special Disney Day, only at radio.dominican.edu. So I've been talking to Kimberly on our Disney College Program Facebook page that someone had created for all those who applied, who got accepted, who've been pended, all that good stuff, and she... You know, she wants to call in, and she said she'd call, but, or I'm sorry, Taylor said she'd call, but her phone is updating as we speak. So I'm glad she's listening. So Taylor, thank you so much for listening. Kimberly, you can go ahead and talk about your weight process. I know Katie, you wanted to call in, so you guys can call in whenever you want, and we do have a caller, so hold on just a second. Hello, hello. You are on the Chatterbox with DJ Bubbles. Who is this?
It's Kimberly from Facebook.
Hello, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So, you didn't know what to talk about, but I kind of gave you a hint of what you could talk about, and you are still waiting to hear from Disney. Is that correct?
Yes, it is terrible.
Okay, so go ahead and tell our listeners how long you've waited and what you're feeling and all that good stuff.
Well, basically, I had my interview, my phone interview, this September the 10th, which has been 2 weeks exactly today. And it's just been, I've been super anxious and just excited. And this is my second time applying, so I'm also very nervous just because last time I got rejected as well. So, you know, I'm trying to keep my hopes up, hoping that I don't get pended like I did last time and then rejected once again. I'm hoping I get accepted this time. But it's just a very nerve-wracking experience.
I can tell because, I mean, for me, I only waited 4 days. I mean, my interview was on September 15th, and I heard from them on Wednesday the 19th. So I can't imagine what it's like for you to have it be 2 weeks today and still not have heard anything.
It's very bad.
I know that. Did you apply to both parks, or did you just apply to Walt Disney World?
I just applied to Walt Disney World.
Okay, because I was going to say, I heard from the other Facebook page, that's only Disneyland, that mm-hmm. they have to wait up to 3 weeks to hear if they've been accepted into that program or not.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. I've heard that from in Disneyland that the space is a lot more limited, so
right.
That's probably why.
I think they only take up to 300 to 400 people at Disneyland just because there are only two parks. And at Walt Disney World, they take, like, I've heard over 3,000. I've heard over 4,500 people. I've heard so many different numbers, and I really don't know the whole, like, the real deal number, so.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your second time applying, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so if you don't get in this time, and I'm not saying you won't, but will you apply a third time if that does happen?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm going to keep applying until I finally get in. My goal is to work for Disney.
Oh, okay, so me too. All right, so you want to work for the Walt Disney Company then?
Yeah, I want to work my way up.
There you go. That's exactly what I want to do. Is there any specific job that you're looking into getting?
Well, I'm a hospitality major, so working within either of the resorts, maybe one in the restaurants, I want to be a food and beverage manager or something along those lines.
Oh, that's fantastic. That would be a really cool thing, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, I believe you're going to get in. I know that two-week wait is ridiculous, and maybe they're just swamped with a bunch of things. I don't really know. Because, I mean, this is only my first time applying, so thankfully I was one of the lucky ones and I got accepted right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually quite shocked that, wow, you know, I got accepted after only 4 days. So
yeah, it depends. I've heard people who've gotten accepted a day after their interview.
Okay, see, there you go. Exactly. So I'm curious, what were your top roles?
The Bippity Boppity Boutique, character attendant, or probably within the lines of, like, photo pass or entrance.
Okay. Well, a couple of those I put high interest for, like the Bibby Bobby Boutique and character attendant. Didn't do anything with the food just because that's not really my forte, and having a fast food job in the past, you know, wasn't really my thing. So
yeah.
I kind of did some retail, and I'm surprised they didn't actually take me for merchandise. I was really thankful they didn't take me for merchandise, but I was really happy with what I got because it was my top choice. Were you planning on auditioning for a character role at all?
No, I wasn't. Most likely just like a character attendant.
Okay. Well, you still get to work with a character, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But I told, when I did my actual interview, I told them, you know, put me along the lines of wherever you think I would fit best. It doesn't really matter.
Well, that's very good. That's a very good answer. So I do want to wish you the best of luck and keep me posted. I mean, you know who I am. My DJ name is DJ Bubbles, so you can always contact me and let me know how things go. I'm sure you're going to be posting on the Facebook page, but keep your hopes up, you know, faith, trust, and pixie dust, and
yeah,
I'm sure everything will turn out fine, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, so that was Kimberly, and it was so nice to talk to her. Got to hear her voice, got to meet her. That's fantastic. So I do wish you the best of luck. I know that whole 2 weeks is such a ridiculous amount of time, even maybe longer, but I do think you're going to get in. I know you just got to keep positive and things will work out absolutely fine. So I want to hear from you guys. I know Katie was maybe thinking about calling. You know, I know I have some other listeners. Don't hesitate. To call. Obviously, I'm not going to bite. I'm not an unfriendly person. But we will take a break because the show's actually going to run a little bit longer than 7 o'clock just because it's Disney and it's super duper special, so why not? And I want to make sure you guys get your songs that you want. So if you have any requests, please tell me on the Facebook page, or please, you know, text me if you have my number or something, because I would like to get those songs in for you. So stay tuned, and we're going to talk about... Oh, we have a caller. Let me answer this real quick. Guess we're not taking a break, guys. Hello, this is DJ Bubbles, and you are on the Chatterbox. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Katie.
Hello, Katie, my Vacavillian friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm fantastic, just like I told Kimberly. So I had asked you to call, and I was just wondering, you know, I did mention to our listeners that you were the one who had the 40-minute interview.
Yeah.
So I mean, I know you told me, like, you just talked about, you know, you just small talk, but what exactly did you guys talk about for 40 minutes? I mean, I've never heard of an interview going on long.
We talked a lot about the fact that I have a lot of Disney knowledge already.
Okay.
My interviewer was more of an older lady, where I've been hearing that lots of people have young women.
Right.
So she was kind of amazed that I knew so much about Walt Disney, not even the parks exactly. So we kind of talked about that a lot. And then when it got down to the questions, you know, I had a lot of the same questions you had about... I can't remember exactly what question you said. It was something about, like...
like, who came up with the program?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's not the only one who I was curious to know, so at least yeah, you were curious.
She didn't know the answer to that either, though. But
I don't think any of them... I'm just, you know, if you're saying your interviewer didn't know and my interviewer didn't know, I really don't think they know who came up with, you know, to have college kids intern for Disney... So it was a great idea, and I told my interviewer I want to shake their hand, whoever it was, even if, like, you know, even if I can't, if they're dead or something. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing that they're trying to do that. And I told my interviewer that as well.
Right. So why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners what your role is and when you're going to be arriving to Walt Disney World.
I am an attraction, which was my top choice, so I'm very happy. I'm going to be arriving on January 8th, and I'll be there through May 31st.
Just like me, I'll be there same day and leaving the same day, too, so that'll be really, really awesome. And
yeah.
So is there any particular attraction that you like to work at specifically, or do you just not care?
Oh, my goodness. I really want to work Jungle Cruise. And I actually, that was part of my small talk with my interviewer, was
okay.
Jungle Cruise stuff. Jungle Cruise or Haunted Mansion.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think both of those would be pretty cool because, you know, the Haunted Mansion is, like, really creepy and you get to wear, like, that cool outfit. And then the Jungle Cruise, you get to, you know, drive a boat.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty awesome.
And both involve quite a bit of acting, which was brought up in my interview as well. So anyone
yeah.
who's... going out for attractions, know that they might ask you some acting questions.
Do you think maybe you get into the Great Movie Ride attraction?
That is a possibility, and I would not be upset about that. I'm pretty happy if I get any ride, so that's why I was pretty stoked for attractions. So.
Well, there you go then. So, Katie, thank you so much for calling, and I know I'll be talking to you later, and just keep go ahead and listen because this show is going to last a little bit longer. So thanks again for calling. It was wonderful to talk to you on the phone instead of just Facebook. So, and you
You're
have
welcome.
A wonderful night, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, so that was Katie, and she actually is from Vacaville as well, so we both are from the same town. I do know another person who did get accepted, and she's from Vacaville as well. I'm still waiting on one more person to hear about because we all went to the same high school together, and so we're all going to see each other there, which is pretty cool. So now I will be taking that break so you guys can enjoy the Disney music and you can actually hear it. I know I'm playing it in the background right now, but now you can go ahead and fully hear it. So stay tuned because I will announce who the hottest Disney characters are and who you guys voted for your favorite prince and princess. So stay tuned.
When I'm myself again, I want just the life I have. A great big party every night. That doesn't sound too bad. A redhead on my left arm, a brunette on my right, a blonde or two to hold the candles. And that seems just about right. Hey, Lewis, life is short. When you're done, you're done. We're on this earth to have some fun. And that's the way things are.
Celebrate.
When I'm human and I'm gonna be, I'm gonna tear it up. That's a royal guarantee.
Your modesty becomes you, and your sense of responsibility. I've worked hard for everything I've got, and that's the way it's supposed to be. When I
place I'd rather be. Lingering in the ocean blue, I surf till the sunset beyond the horizon. Flying by on the Hawaiian roller coaster ride. La 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 la. With the motion of the ocean, whirlpool swirling, cascading, whirling.
Hawaiian roller coaster. Oh, can't complain, Mom. I'm camping out with a convicted criminal. And, I have my head chewed on by a monster!
Well, something is not right. 626 is returning willingly to water.
Oh, hold on, Mom. Another call.
Mr. Blinkley, you are overdue. I want a status report.
Oh, well, things are going well.
He cannot swim.
They're going well. Jumba, aren't they going well?
Why will he risk drowning?
Jumba? Jumba, help me out here.
I would have expected you back by now with 626 in hand.
Just a few things left to pack, and we'll be...
Hang up. We are going swimming.
Huh? Ah!
There's no place I'd rather be. Lingering in the ocean blue. I'd surf till the sun sets beyond the horizon. Flying by on a Hawaiian roller coaster. La 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 la.
It's like the sky is blue, and it's
drifting down a daydream. All those years living in a blur. All that time never truly seeing things the way they were. Now she's here, shining in the starlight. Now she's here, suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear. I'm where I'm meant to go. At last I see the light, and it's like the fog is lifted. And at last I see the light,
and it's like the sky is new.
And it's
back to the Chatterbox here, only at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Bubbles, and we still got our Disney songs playing. I see you guys have been requesting certain songs. Zero to Hero already played in the background, so that song's no more. Sorry, guys. I do have a special song for the ending. The first song I played was A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, so I'm sorry if someone had missed out on that song. And I still got to play The Part of Your World. You know, I love my Little Mermaid too. So I had mentioned that I would tell you guys who your favorite prince and princess was, and I would also tell you who the hottest Disney characters are, in my opinion. So we'll just go ahead and start off with the poll. So if you're right there on the Facebook page, the Chatterbox Radio, you might want to do it real quick before I announce the winner. But I think it looks like we kind of have it unanimous. So, to let you guys know, I'll start off with the princess. So, your guys' favorite Disney princess voted by only a few of you, only 14 votes. And your favorite princess is Ariel, who's actually my favorite princess. Even if I didn't vote myself, she still would have won. So, it's not biased at all. And then your guys' favorite Disney prince. Only, let's see, how many votes did we get for the prince one? I got 11 votes for the princes. So I guess none of you really care about the princes so much. That's okay. But your favorite prince is none other than my favorite. It just, I don't know how it worked, but it was perfect in my favor. But Eugene Fitzherbert, or as a lot of you do know as Flynn Rider, he is your favorite Disney prince. Now, he does become a prince when he marries Rapunzel, and that's in like Tangled Ever After. So those are your favorite prince and princess. Ariel is your favorite princess, and Eugene Fitzherbert, sorry guys, aka Flynn Rider, is your favorite Disney prince. Now, I have to say, you guys chose really well. Again, if I didn't vote for Flynn Rider, he still would have won hands down. So I'll now go ahead and continue on with my favorites. So I'll just go ahead and talk about, like, you know, the hottest ones, I think. So because Ariel and Eugene already won for the favorites, I will go ahead and pick someone else for the hottest. So, I know that sounds a little weird, but I know, you know, you guys have some crushes on the princes and princesses. I know it. I'm guilty. So, I would have to say the hottest Disney princess. So, again, Ariel is out just because she won the other one. So, I think, who do you think is going to win, guys? Let me know. Shout it out. I don't care. Scream it to the world. Who do you think? But I'm going to have to choose... Aurora, so Princess Aurora, or Briar Rose, as some of you know her as well. She has the gift of beauty, she has the gift of song, and, you know, she has lips you know, wonderful color lips, and she's got the blonde hair, and she can sing absolutely gorgeous. I know earlier I played, you know, the Once Upon a Dream song, and it's just, she's fantastic. So she is going to be the hottest Disney character, but it's mostly the princess. And so I will go ahead and tell you guys the hottest prince. And I know one of my friends might enjoy this because I kind of already have an idea of who I want to choose. And because Eugene Fitzherbert won the favorite prince, I'm going to have to choose for the hottest. I'm going to have to choose Prince Naveen. Now, I know Kayla, I don't know if you're listening. I'm sorry I missed your call. I was kind of busy. I know you absolutely love Prince Naveen. So he is the hottest Disney prince for the week. So instead of having hottest celebrities like, you know, Katy Perry or, you know, let's see, who else can I think of? Who can I think of a guy? Ryan Gosling, you know, that's on a normal day, but today is not a normal day. Today is a Disney day, and it's absolutely magical, and I hope you guys are enjoying it so far. So if you guys want to call in and tell me who you think, you know, who should have won or who your favorite is, please let me know, because that would be great. And, you know, it's just on my personal opinion. Now, I don't know what you guys think. I know everyone has their Disney prince favorite, Disney princess favorite. So hopefully, you know, my choices are okay. And hopefully you guys are okay with the winners from the poll. If you didn't like the winners, you should have voted, but you didn't. So it's okay, guys. So if you guys have any questions for me, you can go ahead and call 415-482-3587. If I don't get a call within like the next minute, I'm going to head and go take, you know, just let you guys listen to the Disney music. I don't want you guys to miss out on anything. I got 56 songs and we're only at song number 36. So we have 20 more to go, but I don't think I can get through all 20 in the time frame that I have. So if I don't get to your song, I'm really sorry. Maybe on another show, I will just play Disney music just because I feel like it. So if I do not get to your song, I'm really, truly sorry. I'm trying my best here. A lot of people have their requests and stuff. And I know I have some songs that I want to have you guys hear too. So because it has been like a minute already and no one's calling to say, you know, anything, makes me feel kind of unloved. I know Kimberly and Katie already called, so thank you for calling. It was wonderful to talk to you guys. So I'm just going to go ahead and take another little break, and we're probably going to get done soon just to let you know because, you know, that's all I got. All I wanted to tell you was about my experience with the application, the web-based interview, and the phone interview. But I will have to tell you what I'm going to be doing. I might have already mentioned it already, but I got to tell you guys what I'm going to do. So I'm going to play a couple more songs, tell you my experience, and then I'm going to end it with a perfect song. So make sure to listen in and stay tuned.
But I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Let's dance.
Master, I don't think you quite realize what you got here. So why don't you just ruminate whilst I illuminate the possibilities?
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tails. But Master, you in luck, cause
up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails.
You got some power in your corner now. Some heavy ammunition in your camp.
You got some punch, kazam!
Your blue and house, see, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say,
Mr. Alonzo, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the Shah. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. As I'm a column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Mama. No, no.
Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hat?
Can your friends go,
hey, looky here.
Can your
friends go abracadabra, let it rip, and then make the sucker disappear. Don't you see this? Let your body hide. I'm here to answer all your business threats. You got me bona fide certified. You got a gene for a child to fail. I got a power to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long. No doubt, well, all you got to do is rub that floor. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish of two or three. I'm on the job.
You big nay, Bob.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend.
Not tagging along after some headstrong teenager. What is that girl up to?
Could make him understand. I just don't see things the way he does. I don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove. Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk. Up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand, but they don't. Reprimand their daughters, bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand and ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above, out of the sea. Oh, wish I could be part of that world.
combat before we're through. Mister, I'll make a man out of you. Tranquil as a forest, but on fire within. Once you find your center,
you are sure to win. Hello, this is DJ Bubbles, and you are back on the Chatterbox on our special Disney Day, only at radio.dominican.edu. So, Taylor, I know you want to call, so you can go ahead and call. You know, I'm just kind of wrapping things up now. So if you want to get that call in there real quick, I suggest doing it right now. If you need the number again, it's 415-482-3587. So I just want to clarify something. My mom was support on my web-based interview. She didn't help me in any way. I said she did, but she was just kind of my support system because I was the one answering questions. I was the one who took the test, interview, whatever you want to call it. So I just wanted to clarify that. So I apologize for adding words in there that didn't need to be. So like I said, you know, while we wait for Taylor to call, I was accepted 4 days later, and I will go ahead and finish that thought after I answer the phone.
415.
Hello, you are on the Chatterbox with DJ Bubbles. Is this Taylor?
This is she.
Hello, Taylor. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's nice to hear from you finally. I know your phone was updating, so you did get a chance to call in.
Yes, I just updated to the iOS 6, so I'm getting used to that right now.
Okay. So you said you didn't know exactly what you wanted to talk about, so I just want to know, were you accepted into the program yet, or are you still waiting like Kimberly?
Yeah, I've already been accepted. This will be my second program. I just finished my first one back at the beginning of August.
Okay.
I'm ready to get back there.
So you're going to go back then. Aren't you lucky?
Oh, yeah.
So what role have you been accepted into?
I am going to be doing recreation, which is the same thing I did last time. So I'm hoping I get the same job I had my last program.
So what exactly, I mean, I looked at recreation when I was, you know, applying, and I had to figure out, you know, the low interest and stuff. Oh, it looks like we lost Taylor by accident. So hopefully she can call back and we will get a hold of her again. So anyways, like I was saying, hopefully she can get back on the phone. I'm sorry, Taylor, that I don't know what happened. Your phone didn't really update that well, apparently. But so like I was saying that I was accepted. Oh, here we go. Maybe this will work. Let's see if we got this now. Is this Taylor again?
Yes. Wasn't okay. Kidding when I was saying I was trying to get used to it.
Okay, that's all right. So, before we got disconnected, I was asking, so I know I had looked at to what recreation exactly was, but could you please explain to me again, as well as our listeners, what exactly you do for recreation?
Recreation is more of the, kind of like the outskirts of Disney. You don't really work in any of the parks. Most get chosen as slide operators, which is pretty much attractions for the water parks. Or you can get chosen to do children's activities, which they'll be at the pools doing little dance things for the kids or contests, anything to get the kids excited around the pool. And then there's also marina and like bike rental and boat rental, all of that. That's anything that's not exactly to do with the parks is encompassed in recreation.
Okay. I wasn't really sure how that would work out, but so you said you were in the program last time, and so you said you were in the same recreation. So what was your experience like already having done the college program?
My college program was pretty awesome. That's why I want to go back. But I really liked being a slide operator. That was definitely a plus because I got to be out in the sun all day and be by the water, and it's an interesting program.
So you'd say, okay, obviously you liked it, so you're going to do it again, the internship again.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so just a quick question. Where are you from?
I'm from Biloxi, Mississippi, so I'm right on the coast.
Okay, because I heard a little bit of a southern accent, so I wasn't really sure. So that's why I was kind of curious to know where you're from.
Yep, that's me. Southern accent all the way.
Okay, so for those who, like me, being a first-timer for the internship, is there any recommendations, like, of certain rides to go on or anything we need to do before our time is up with the program?
There's two things that I didn't end up doing till at the end of my program, which seemed to be kind of awesome. If you haven't done it, the animation studio at Hollywood Studios, they do character drawings. And you go in there and you just sit in there for 30 minutes and you learn how to draw a certain character and you get to keep your sheet that you draw. And it's a whole bunch of fun. And then we had a big group go on Tower of Terror the last few weeks. And we filled up the entire elevator, and during the entire ride, no one spoke or screamed whenever it dropped. And it is the creepiest thing ever, but it's so much fun. Definitely a must-do.
That sounds pretty awesome. So I don't know if I could not scream on that ride just because, you know, I mean, being a California native, I've been to, you know, Disneyland and California Adventure. And the roller coaster that they have, California Screamin' and California Adventure, I always scream. There are people that don't scream on that ride, and I don't know how they don't. So I'll try it. So that's kind of like your bucket list things that you want to do this time around?
Yeah, and if they offer, like, anything else next year, like, I know this past year we had one more Disney day, which was amazing. But if they offer anything like that, just go and do it.
Take
that day off. Try to give away your ship and just go and do, because it's a lot of fun.
Well, I will definitely have to check that out. So thank you so much, Taylor, for calling. And it was wonderful to talk to you. And I know I will be seeing you in January, okay?
All right.
You have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. So that was Taylor. Thank you again so much for calling. And thank you again to all of my listeners who did end up calling tonight. It's been a great pleasure talking with all of you officially, and I will be looking forward to seeing you. And I know, Kimberly, I know you're still waiting, but I'm sure you'll get in the program, so I can't wait to see you. So now I will go ahead and just tell you guys what my role is, and then we'll kind of just call it a night. If I didn't get to your song, I apologize. There will be plenty of opportunities, you know, to listen to my show on a regular day, and I will play some Disney songs every once in a while. So, because I had my interview on September 15th at 2 o'clock p.m., well, 1:54, then she told my interviewer told me I would hear it in 2 weeks, and so I was absolutely dying. I was in class, you know, just going to normal day class, and I was in my first, so it was like my 9:25 class, and I had posted a status, and I said, I'm dying. I am dying. It's only the fourth day, and I am dying. But right after that class, James, who unfortunately he can't listen because he's working right now, so shout out to James in Florida, but he texted me and said, more people are being accepted. So I started to freak out, and I saw an email icon on my phone. Now, I had a little hope, like a little glimpse of hope, but then I just ignored it because every other time that I got an email, it was nothing about Disney. So, you know, I didn't want to get my hopes up and then be disappointed. But when I scrolled down, I saw, you know, it said Disney on it, and then it said congrat, and then it got cut off. And I couldn't believe it. I didn't really know what to do at first. And so then I, like, hurried up and read the full email, and then I was accepted into the program for spring 2013. Not the Spring Advantage, just the regular spring program. And I started to cry with happy tears. I was so excited, and, you know, I just had to kind of let it sink in for just a second. And then I read the rest of it, you know, congratulations, you know, click this stuff to fully accept the offer. So I was like, I don't even care what role I got. I just want to, you know, tell everybody. I want to tell the world. So I called my mom. It's not very calm and everything. And I just, you know, I was just like any old day. And I said, hey, how are you doing? And, you know, what are you up to? And then I said, you know, I was like, guess what? And she's like, what? I said, better pack your bags because we're going to Florida. And so she got really excited. She started getting choked up. And then all the rest of my family, they got choked up too. And they got really excited for me. So yes, that was just the best moment ever. And for those of you who have been accepted, you probably know the feeling that I went through. If you haven't been accepted yet, you will get that feeling soon. Trust me. you know, got to keep that faith, trust. Well, what is it? Faith, trust, or wait, I can't even think of it now. But, you know, you got to have the faith, trust, and pixie dust. So that's what it is. I don't know why I can't talk right now, but forgive me. Anyways, so then I had to go, obviously, because I was accepted into the program, I had to take care of all the school stuff. Still, that's a work in progress because, you know, I have to go to different places and talk to different people and they give me a bunch of different answers. So it's going to take some time to figure everything out and make sure that, you know, I get my units for the internship and that I will still be able to graduate on time. So I did find out, you know, later on throughout the day, I found out that I'm going to be a character attendant, which is my top choice. My second choice is character performer, so I will be auditioning in San Francisco. If any of you are planning to audition in San Francisco, let me know on the Facebook page. Just let me know, and maybe I'll see you there. We can meet up, and we can, you know, talk about everything. So, but yes, I'm really excited. I got a character attendant. I'll be with the characters, and I'm just really looking forward to the entire program. So I will be arriving. My check-in day will be January 8th, and then I will be there till the 31st of May. So I think that's like 20 to 21 weeks if I counted correctly. So I have a little over 100 days left before I go to Walt Disney World. It's such a long ways away, but it's all right. So just want to remind you guys again, if you don't know who you're talking to and what you're listening to, this is DJ Bubbles on the Chatterbox, and you can only hear my show from 6 to 7 p.m., even though I went longer this time, on Mondays, only at radio.dominican.edu. Just want to remind you guys, so if you like this show today, you'll definitely like the rest of my Mondays, and they'll probably just end, or they'll probably only last for an hour, but because today was such a special day, I decided to go a little bit longer just because it's Disney and everyone wants to hear their songs, and I'm trying to get everybody, you know, all their requests and whatnot. So I guess I'll just go ahead and wrap up the show now. It was wonderful talking to all the people that called, everyone who was commenting. Thank you, everyone who voted in the polls, like my personal friends and people I met through the Disney Facebook pages and groups and stuff. So again, thank you so much for participating and listening. It's a great honor, and you know, you guys are being so supportive, and I really, really appreciate it. So we'll finish with one last song, and I told, you know, on one of the group pages that it's a perfect ending. And then those of you who are still waiting to hear for your acceptances, please listen to this song, because you've got to keep believing yourself, and don't ever doubt yourself, because you don't want that to happen. So again, thank you guys so much for listening to my Disney Day special on the Chatterbox. And again, my show is every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, so I know there's some time differences. So just, you know, keep listening. It'd be great to get more listeners. And don't forget to like the Facebook page. You can check out my blog page, thechatterboxradio.wordpress.com, and I will actually go over the show in case you missed it. So until next time, I hope you guys have a magical day and have a wonderful night.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do.
Thank you. steps in and sees you through one huge upon the star. Your dream.